And then what are your thoughts on their running game? They've added Ajay since mm-hmm. last time you saw them. I mean, what does he bring to their running game?
He's all around back. He can do it all. He can catch it. He can make the dynamic cuts. And definitely run downhill, like you run east and west and cut up field. So, I mean, he could do it all in this. It kind of threw me off when they did it, and I was like, why did they do it? But he's a great asset to the team.
How are you feeling after what happened on Sunday? Like, how's the injury feeling?
It's sore, but other than that, I mean, I'm going to be able to play Sunday. So, that's all that's big key to me.
Spike says he may have to protect you from yourself.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I asked somebody about that. I didn't know what that meant when he said it, and it kind of broke it down to me, and yeah, you do.
A little bit of a compliment.
Yeah, a little bit of comfort because, I mean, for myself and the competitor that I am, if I know I can play, if I feel like I can play or I can do something, I'm going to do it. And Spags said, I take it as a compliment because I just can't. I feel like I'm letting my boys down if I'm not on the field with them. And it hurts me more than anything.
How hard is it to even watch practice for you? I know that's...
It's gonna be harder when I get in this film room to see all that. But I ain't watched practice today. But it's gonna be hard watching in the film room, hearing them boys talking, not me being on the field with them, not being able to fix the problems or say anything. But I mean, I'm gonna help the guys that was on the field and tell them what they need to be doing or what they need to see and stuff like that. So,
how do you balance, being smart about an injury, but yet balancing that competitive urge to get out there and play, regardless of knowing that you might not be able to put out there on film what you're capable of putting out there?
I look at it as, people recognize when I'm on the field. Even though I'm injured at the same time, I can still do something and I make a difference. Be accounted for that he's still a playmaker regardless if he's on the field or not, or make a play. So, just my presence on the field, I think, helps our defense as a whole. And it kind of just better each one of us knowing that we have all our guys on the field.
How does the approach change going up against Nick Foles as opposed to Carson Wentz?
It's crazy. I mean, I have to watch a lot of film on Nick Foles. I haven't seen him in a minute. We know he's a great quarterback. He's been to the Pro Bowl. He could do great things. I mean, he's not Carson Wentz. We call him Houdini. But he's not him. But so we expect different things. We know what kind of quarterback he is, but we have to see from the last game he played that he finished for them, and the games he played in preseason and prior games before that.
How hard has this year been for you with the injuries? You've been dealing with that for a while.
Frustrating. It's been very frustrating for myself to deal with injuries, but I mean, it's a part of the game. It comes along with the game. I hate it, but at the same time, I mean, if I know I could be on the field and I could play, I'm going to do it regardless.
Do you watch film of yourself play this year and say...
That's not me. Oh, yeah, plenty of times. Plenty of times. It's like, I could have did this, I could have did that. But at the same time, I'm going like, man, I'm glad I'm just on the field. You know, at the same time, anything, because I know it'd be different if I was fully healthy.
Has that thought even crossed your mind that, maybe I should shut it down, maybe I shouldn't play the rest?
Nah, I'm not. I'm still young. I mean, when I'm like 26, 27 or something like that, I might be considering it then, but I'm still young right now.
No concern that you might make it worse, though? I mean, isn't that in the back of your mind?
No, actually, this ankle injury than the one I had in San Diego is 10 times better than what I had against San Diego. It was, if you could go through all the stuff that happened, I shouldn't have never played. Literally, the next three games I shouldn't have played.
So this is a different ankle injury?
It's the same one, but it's not as...
Not as severe?
Severe, yeah.
Do you regret... So it doesn't sound like you regret playing three games.
No, I don't regret it at all. If I feel like I could play, or I could make myself play, or I know I could make a difference on the field, I'm going to be out there.
Non-football players are going to say, I mean, this isn't a playoff game, obviously. This is, you guys have two wins. Why are you fighting so hard to get it back on the field?
Oh, man, just really comes for myself because, I mean, I don't want to be one of those – I don't want to be one of those players that's just – I knew I could have been out there, or I'm just taking – I feel like when I'm looking at my guys, I'm just letting them down. I don't like that. For myself.
You have a little streak going yourself.
Yeah. Before I talked to OV said he had over 100 and something snaps. Yep. I'm trying to catch up with him, so try to get up there.
And how do you approach the last three games here of the season? What are you guys still playing for now?
See, I love answering that question. We plan for this organization, for one, the tradition here, and for yourself. I mean, at the end of the day, man, you playing for this game. You love this game. You come out there and play every each and every down. I mean, this game is not for long. So if it's not for long, man, why not give it your every chance, every best chance, every down that you get? Because any given day could be taken away from you. Like, it could be taken away from any day.
Landon, you mentioned the idea, you know, you're out there, you see the film, you're like, you know what, that's not me, but I'm still out there.
Mm-hmm.
Did public perception bother you at all? Because there was that thought, the idea that, you know what, maybe you didn't reach the level of expectation that you mm-hmm. did, or you had for yourself, or anyone mm-hmm. else had this year. Did that bother you? Did you almost want to say, remember, you know, I'm playing through this, and not even looking for credit, but almost...
No, I'm not looking for credit. Majority of the time is he said, she said, I know what I can do. I know the kind of capable player I am. And at the same time, yeah, I was fighting through an injury, but at the same time, some key guys that's in the league are not playing through their injuries. And I've always been a player that played through injuries, and I've always been on a team that all our players played through injuries because of the fact that the only way you're not playing on that field is something that's actually broke.
Landon, in the last couple of weeks, Eli Apple's been taking a lot of criticism because of the tweeting, because he's not getting on the field. I mean, have you talked to him about this?
Yeah, I had to sit down with him. A couple of us had to sit down with him. And we just said, man, regardless of the situation, bro, we got you back. You're our brother. We're going to take you. You're always next to him, because at the end of the day, we have to go in the battle with him. If he's on the field or not on the field, we have to go into practice with him, and we need him to be here, you know. We need him to want to be here and not fighting against us or fighting against, because if he's fighting against the coaches or organization or whatever he's fighting against in his head, we don't need him fighting us, because that causes conflict.
Was this recently?
Yeah. It's been throughout the season.
No, sit down? You said you had to sit down?
Mm-hmm.
So this week it was, or last week?
It's just been out throughout the season.
Oh, you've done it?
Yeah, multiple times.
You believe that message has gotten through to him?
Do I believe it?
Yeah.
Certain times. But I mean, it's within him battle. It's inside him that he's fighting with. It's not. It's just within him.
When they go week to week and he doesn't play, then he doesn't play. I mean, you wonder. I mean, what's going on here? You know, why is this guy not on the field?
He got a lot of personal things that's going on in his life at this point. That no players is. I'm surprised he's still here, you know. And then it's kind of step away from the game, because most players would. But he got a lot going on in the situation, and that's when you have to be a brother towards him and tell him that we got your back and we are here for you.
What was the reaction, I guess, with the tweeting, specifically the touchdown last week that kind of brought you guys back?
What was the quote that he put behind? I don't know what the quote was, but I don't recall what he said. I just know he retweeted it. If he said something, then I have to go back and see what he said. But other than that, I don't know.
No, he didn't say it.
He just retweeted it.
A video of Rod Smith, the 81-yard touchdown.
Yeah, I remember that.
Did you guys in?
Uh-huh.
I mean, were guys upset? Did they talk about that?
No. You got to know Eli. That's it.
Because an outside perspective is that, you know, he's basically supporting a guy
mm-hmm.
hurting the Giants.
I think he just kind of, I think, I don't know if that was one of his friends or one of his buddies, or he's just supporting his buddy. I mean, he's not on the field. I think if he was on the field, he wouldn't have retweeted it. But at the same time, he's not on the field, so it's probably just different. I don't know. That's a good question. I have to ask him myself.
If one of your Alabama teammates had scored an 81-yard touchdown against you guys, I mean, would you retweet it?
If Coop would have went over the top of my head and caught that one-hand reception on me, I would have retweeted it for him, yeah.
Landon, you love the word talent. Is Eli Apple talented?
Oh, he has the most talent in the world. Literally, like, he could do some amazing things. He really, because he has already have a bad rep with the refs. They talk about he's holding. Other teams will tell the refs that he holds, and they keep an eye out for him. So other than that, he's a great cover corner. He understands the game. Understands our concept of what we're trying to put into the game, and he does great things, yeah.
That sounds like a player, though, that you guys very much needed this
season.
Yes,
we do.
So why doesn't it work with him?
Is he got up?
Is it?
It's mental. It's right now he has a lot of personal issues with him. So.
Is it confidence also? Do you guys leave?
No, it's not his confidence.
Not confidence.
He knows he's...
You think it's off the field?
Yes, most off the field.
You mean off the field?
Correct.